think he just recognized my tenderness.
Oh, wow.
Most people do.
Do they?
Hopefully the people listening to this recognize the tenderness in my voice, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Very
do
tender
you?
Voice.
I mean, we're not looking at each other right now. We're actually facing separate ways. Does it sound like the tender
voice of
Evan Delaney?
Never heard a more tender voice in my life.
Co-host of Batch Please?
It sure does.
Along with Allison Ganell?
Sure does.
The other co-host of Batch Please?
Yeah, they're maybe not quite as tender of a voice, but I do my best.
Yeah. So welcome back to my podcast that we discussed last week. This is the one that I own.
Welcome back to Evan's podcast. I'm just along for the ride.
All things Bachelor Nation. All things except for Listen to Your Heart, because Allison didn't watch it.
Sure did not.
But we are going through the greatest seasons ever. And truly, I think one of the actual contenders for the greatest seasons ever.
Definitely
right
most
here.
Dramatic. Definitely the most dramatic season, I would say.
Yeah. And actually, this is one that I've watched about three quarters of on Netflix. Sort of at the beginning of the year, they came up on Netflix. And I was like, oh, I'm going to check this out. Just, you know, do some more research, be a better host for you guys.
Oh, appreciate that.
And then I got distracted.
I know. You started it, and I kept telling you, like, Evan, this is a very dramatic season, and you just decided not to finish. But now you know what happens.
So let's talk a little bit about Jason.
Love Jason.
He's a dad, and he's a golfer. That's kind of all I got
from him. He's a hunk.
You think he's a hunk? You think he's a hottie?
Yes.
So I think
he's so handsome.
I think he looks like Ben Higgins with like a little squished
flattened
head. A flattened Ben Higgins. Doesn't he?
A more circular face. Yeah, I actually can see that. He's a rounder
face,
older
Higgins.
Ben Higgins.
Yeah. So really, I'm surprised. He just looks like a normal dude.
I didn't know he was I'm not hunk. Allowed to think normal dudes are hunks?
Only hunks can be hunks.
Well, no. I mean, Ben Higgins is a normal dude.
That's true.
He's also
he's
a hunk. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Kind of Evan.
He also has a son.
Look, they're no Harry Styles, okay? But like,
no,
one can be.
No, that's impossible. single dad.
Yes.
Have there been parents on the show before? Like leads?
I'm trying to remember if there's ever been leads. There's definitely been a lot of people that were like contestants mm-hmm. that were Emily was who we met.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm a little iffy on the order of like, they're doing all these seasons kind of randomly. So Emily was a mom. Single mom. I'm trying to remember who else had kids, but Jason might have been either the first or one of the first.
Yeah. Ty was the son. Ty, he must have been like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But was like too smart to be 4 or
yes.
5. Like it was
100%.
It made me uncomfortable.
He was
have
a very
seen
smart
baby
child.
Geniuses
no.
movie. No, that this is what this kid
he
is.
He was a very smart
little
child.
Baby genius. Also, so this season was in 2009.
It was, yes.
Clearly, based on the wardrobes, Ed Hardy was a thing. That was like
the
garish patterns.
Jeans with like the women's jeans with like embellishments on like the butt. Of
oh
course.
Man, it was. So I was going into. Well, I guess I was a freshman in high school.
Which means so was I.
Yeah,
we're the same age.
And like, you could see like the younger people trying to wear that kind of stuff.
Oh,
too.
It
was probably the worst like fashion era in my lifetime.
And I know this means nothing to you, but a lot of poof, like the poofs. Do you remember when girls would do that?
How could I forget the poofs?
Like you'd have to tease your hair. I could never do it. Never even tried.
Yeah.
But you have to like tease it. It's a very painful situation.
That was very much like an 80s thing too, but this was like a less cool version of it. Because the 80s
less
poof
cool.
was way cool. So, you're a big fan of Jason. I think
I like Jason.
He's a good guy. Clearly a little indecisive.
Yeah, a little indecisive. Well, and we've seen this happen a couple times since then.
This was probably the most heinous or most...
Oh, I remember when it happened, and it was the most dramatic. Like, oh, man, it was what everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
It never happened before.
Yeah, I want to get to that.
Yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
To the end. As we do on these greatest seasons ever, we talk about some of the contestants.
We sure do.
So, where do you want to start? Who do you want to talk about?
Let me pull up my little list. I would like to talk about Stephanie.
Okay. Oh, I love
because,
Stephanie.
Because, wow, did I get emotional.
I got a lot of notes about her.
First of all, she's just so likable. I don't know, her little bit of a Southern accent going on, and she was just so sweet, and she had a daughter at the time who was also, like, 4, and her husband had passed away.
Yeah.
And her and Jason had that kind of connection of, like, they were both single parents. And oh my God, when he brought her daughter to the beach when the producers of the show brought her daughter on her birthday to the beach and they just like fell on top of each other and spent the day at the beach. Oh, I was emotional.
Yeah.
It was just
that,
so nice.
That was so, and from the season I watched, like Stephanie was kind of a goofy character to me.
Yeah.
Like she's definitely is a caricature in a way. but she's such a sweet, sweet woman. Her. And like, there's nothing bad you can say about her.
No, not at all. And I feel like I was wondering more of like why he sent her home. Like they didn't show him like sending her home or anything.
Yeah.
It was just so sweet. Anytime when there's a parent on the show, I always feel for them because I can't, I imagine this show would be hard to do even without having a child. So mm-hmm. with one, it must be really hard. So I think that's really nice that they were able to do that.
Yeah. So yeah, really sad background story. So their date with, what ended up being with the daughter too, was at Legoland or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
She got a Lego rose. Is that the only time there's been a non-rose rose?
Only time I've seen one or that I can think of.
Because that stuck out
I like that,
though.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, little
Have you been to Legoland?
No, I haven't. I love Legos growing up, though.
I'm, like, trying to remember if I've been there or not. I can't remember. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Is it in Orlando? It's in Florida. No,
I think it's in California.
Interesting. Big Lego guy?
Big Lego guy. Honestly, if I had Legos now, I would still play with them.
You can get some Legos.
Same. They're expensive.
Legos are crazy pricey. They have Harry Potter Legos. So I would try one of those.
Did actually get some Harry Potter Legos when I was younger.
Next week on the podcast, Evan and I are going to put together a Harry Potter Lego set.
Yep. Great for audio format. So Stephanie now is, it looked like she's still not married.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got.
Daughter 15, 16. Chris tried to set her and Ty
up. That was so funny.
It was a little uncomfortable.
It was so awkward. I felt so uncomfortable. And she's like, yeah, he's cute. It's out there. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And like they exchanged social media.
I didn't like it. She's like, maybe he'll ask for my snap. And I was like, wow, that is what kids do these days.
Yeah.
Ask for each other's snap.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's pretty much Stephanie. Super sweet, great, but not the love match.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about Lauren.
Okay.
She was kind of the I don't know if villain is the right word. There weren't really any villains that stood out to me this season.
A lot.
But yeah, so she was so demanding.
She was like, give me a rose. And then when he didn't, she was like, what did I tell you to do?
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you can't tell me to do
like,
that.
Like there's a difference between like sticking up for yourself assertive and like being bossy assertive.
100%.
Like this was like a boss. Like this isn't a good way to win the heart of the lead.
No, it is not.
And I just wasn't into it. She said, you need to give me a rose tonight or I'm going to be pissed.
Which like okay,
this should be an ultimatum.
No, that was weird. She was, it was very strange.
She, so in basketball, there are these guys that we call irrational confidence people.
Okay.
And there are guys who aren't as good as they think they are. But they'll just pull up from three and keep jacking shots. And like, they think they're on the same level as LeBron.
No, that's a pretty good analogy.
And I think this is an irrational confidence situation.
Wow. For once, your actual basketball analogy is relevant and makes sense.
It always fits.
I don't think so.
So yeah, Lauren, not a big fan.
No.
Naomi, aka Eva Mendes, doppelganger.
Oh my God, right?
We had a couple of doppelgangers.
So much like Eva Mendes.
In this season.
Who else?
Jason Mesnick, flattened.
Oh, flattened Ben Higgins.
There was another one who looked like Leah Remini, which is the
woman
from
King
of Queens.
Oh, no, I know who she is. Yeah. I don't remember.
Whoever
the
lacrosse coach lady was.
Oh,
I think we got a quick snippet of her.
I don't remember.
But I don't remember what her actual name was.
So Naomi, I was like, Naomi's cool. They have a great connection. Man, is her family whack AF.
Yeah.
What the heck?
So I'm all
wild.
I'm down with the, you know, the spirits and the
totally.
Vibes and all that.
All in.
I think that's cool shit. The whole like burying a dead dove thing was weird.
I have to feel like that was fake. She didn't have, did she have a real bird in that bag? I don't
Maybe.
Feel like she didn't look like she was carrying a real bird.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if like the family was just like, we need to sabotage this because we don't like the idea of...
It was just bizarre. And then when Naomi was like, oh, this is so embarrassing, she really didn't think it was at all. Like, I think this was just normal.
I think it was embarrassing still. I just...
She didn't seem to care that much.
So she never... Well, I guess in the clips they showed, and honestly from the episodes I ended up watching, she didn't seem to showcase any of these, like...
No. I think Jason was
beliefs.
Like, what?
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that was wild.
It was really weird. She called Jason... The mom called Jason a truth seeker.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
A truth seeker. And said that he was, like, a mom in a past life or something. Which, like...
That was weird. I don't know. All of it was weird.
All of it was strange. I would love, like, for either of us to be in one of those situations because we would just go with the flow.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would just go with it.
Because that's how we are as
people.
Yeah,
it is. Sure is.
But, yeah, that's Naomi, a.k.a. Eva Mendes. literally the same
spitting
bowl
image.
And everything.
Spitting image.
Really strange.
It was. I thought the exact same thing when I was watching.
Okay, a couple other people. Shannon, she was the one who knew everything about
Oh,
Jason.
That was so freaking creepy.
And this is like before social media
started. So like how the heck, she said, I went on your MySpace. She went so far as to be like, I know your brother's name is this, and he does this, and your other brother's name is this, and your middle name is this. I was like, this is so freaking creepy. We do not need to do this right now.
Yeah, and I liked her as like, she's kind of a goof ass.
It was
good.
Too much.
I think the word is too much there.
And like, look, we all know how much I love celebrities and pop culture and celebrity entertainment news. I never would go up to a celebrity that I met on the street and be like, oh, how's your mom? Blah, blah. And like, oh, I saw that you got, I wouldn't, that's weird.
What is a celebrity that you know the most about?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of mine too.
Celebrity I know the most about? I mean, as a whole, I know a pretty substantial amount about One Direction.
Okay.
I know a lot about Justin Bieber. Mm-hmm. Justin Bieber is probably the only one who I can be like, I know when his birthday is.
Gotcha. I think mine would probably, when is the birthday?
March 1st.
Oh, of course.
Because we were born the same month. Same
testing,
year.
Yeah.
So it's March 1st.
I'm pretty sure mine would be Vin Diesel.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Less about birthdays and more just about like filmography.
Yeah.
His real name is Mark Sinclair.
Mm.
He used to be a bouncer at a New York nightclub.
I love that. Love that for him.
Anyways, enough. We'll save that for the Vin Diesel podcast that we're working on.
Right. I'll save mine for the Justin Bieber one.
So we'll get to my personal favorite of the entire episode,
yes.
Jillian.
I freaking love Jillian.
She, like, total package. No doubt.
I love Jillian, and I still love her because she is the host of Love It or List It on HGTV.
Of course.
Have you seen that?
Nope.
What?
No.
No, Jillian went on to be, like, she's the person on Love It or List It, the Canada one, Love It or List It 2.
Okay.
And I just love her. I love
the
show.
She was also a bachelorette, correct?
Yep.
How did that season go?
She did not end up with the person that she met on the show.
The room that she was zooming Chris Harrison from was like a showroom in like a Ashley home store or something.
It did. I like Jillian though. I just felt like even he was like, I think of all the people my family might like Jillian the best.
Yeah. No,
he
I think
said
she was,
something like that.
I think she was definitely the most likable.
I love Jillian.
Going to her hot dog theory. So you only eat all beef hot dogs, correct?
That's true.
What goes on your hot dog? I'm going to define what that says about you as a person.
It just depends on the situation, Evan. Okay,
standard
hot dog, ketchup, and cheese.
Okay, interesting. I think that says that you're decisive.
Okay.
But you like to play things safe.
That's fair.
You don't like to be too adventurous with these types
that's
of things.
Fair. If I'm feeling wild, I will put mustard.
Oh, look at you.
And ketchup together.
Okay. So.
But I prefer Skyline chili on it.
Well, here's mine. Onions.
Mm.
Actually, extra onions.
Mm.
Skyline chili. And then sweet, sweet Skyline shredded cheese.
Here's the thing. If Skyline is a choice, then I would also pick that.
Yeah.
So what it says is that you love Cincinnati, and it says that you have good taste in chili because chili with beans is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
This Skyline Cincinnati chili is the only chili. It also says you don't care what people think about you because if you have that many onions, you clearly don't really give shit.
I literally have no shame whatsoever.
No. You're a big onion guy.
Honestly, onions are my favorite vegetable.
You love onions.
They taste so good. I'll eat raw ass onions.
Have you ever raw ass
raw,
onions?
I eat, yes. Big ass onion guy here.
Have you ever eaten a ton of onions and then kissed someone and they were like, Evan, why did you eat all these onions?
I don't think so.
Maybe they were just afraid to tell you.
Yeah, I think the kiss was just so good that it overcame.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it. I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, the one sensation of, like, oh, this is a fabulous kiss outweighed the taste of onions.
That must be it. I can't think of any other way.
Honestly, I onion up for all my kisses.
God.
Like, you know, some people do Listerine. I just do a red onion.
Okay, well, that's disgusting.
Sometimes shallots, I'm being, like, fancy, but that's pretty much it. So, yeah, big Jillian.
All right, well, on that note, yes, love Jillian.
So, we're down to the final two. Do we want to talk about the first winner or the second winner first?
Let's talk about probably them at the same time.
Okay. I want you to to walk me through it. I mean, I watched the episode, but you lived it. What was your experience going through it?
So honestly, when he was picking between Molly and Melissa, I remember watching it and thinking, like, he loves both of them, whatever. But I remember thinking, like, oh, he's going to pick Molly. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw Molly come out of the limo first, I remember being like, what? And he picked Melissa, and I genuinely thought their proposal was, like, really cute, and she was so excited and whatever.
Yeah.
But then after the final rose was very different back then. It wasn't like how it is now. And I remember the, like, shock that went through when Melissa came out and he was basically like, this isn't working. I love Molly.
I couldn't believe that all of that happened
on TV. Like, they did not figure, I mean, they had started obviously having issues, but, like, he basically broke up with her on TV and then immediately got together with Molly.
Yeah, like that.
I did not love how it was handled.
Okay, I was going to say, like, how do you, obviously that's not a good way to go about things. Like, I think
I feel like I would have preferred if him and Melissa off air handled at least their part of it.
Yeah.
And then he could bring Molly on for that part of it.
Yeah.
But the Melissa part, I think Melissa deserved for that conversation to not be filmed. But I also felt this, but then Ari turned around and did the same damn thing and broke up with Becca on camera. Mm-hmm. And I felt like she deserved for that to not be filmed. Like, I think that that is cruel to film those breakups.
I wonder if they're contractually obligated.
I think they are. Ugh. I think that's the problem. I think they signed a contract that says they'll do that. And then, like, so we all know, like, whatever, Molly and Melissa, he went back and forth. He picks Melissa, mm-hmm. sends Molly home. He's just freaking gutted that he had to send Molly home.
And Molly was...
And Molly's sorry. Distraught.
And
she's
she
like,
even
you
said,
made
like,
a mistake.
I think you're making a mistake.
Come to find out, he was. And he was with Melissa for a while, through the holidays, he said, and then he was just like, something's missing here. And he realized, like, it was because he still in love with Molly. Mm-hmm. And, which on the show, I can imagine that probably happens a lot. Like, people get so confused, and you have to make a decision really quick, and I'm sure that that's weird. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame him for, like, having those feelings, but I don't love the Melissa on TV thing breaking up, but I also don't know if that was his choice.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, I don't know what was talked about beforehand and what they said, like, you are contractually obligated to film.
Yeah.
The thing, honestly, that he did have control over that made me upset was him and Molly kissing on the couch, like, literally 3 minutes after breaking up with Melissa.
At least
don't kiss in front of the camera.
Yeah.
I didn't love that. Like, obviously, she was like, I'll give you another chance. Like, okay, we'll see where it goes. And that should have been the end of it. And they started, like, making out on the couch. And I was like, Melissa is backstage. Like, you just literally broke her heart. She's devastated, thought you were getting married, and you're already kissing Molly. Like,
So I guess when Melissa, the guy that she's with now, actually,
she dated before.
Yes, and they started dating very, very soon after.
So he was actually her high school sweetheart, mm-hmm. and they dated, and then, like, broke up, whatever. And then after the show, they reconnected pretty quickly, and then got married pretty quickly, and had kids, and all of that.
So, I mean, I'm not saying it's obviously the two different scenarios, like 3 minutes and like 3 weeks are
very different.
Way different. But, you know, I don't know how invested she was in the whole thing either. I think it was,
I don't know if that's fair because it moves so quickly that, like, once you're in that bubble, she's used to things moving quickly.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we can fault her for getting together with someone quickly after when that's kind of how the whole thing happened.
Yeah.
100%. I don't know. Regardless, everyone's, like, super happy now. Even Melissa was like, I wouldn't have been here if that didn't happen. So, like, I'm grateful for it. Mm-hmm. And I was looking on Instagram earlier because that's how I am. And I was looking on Melissa and Molly's Instagrams.
Yeah.
And they were both saying, like, really nice things about each other.
That's good.
And saying, like, look, this is 11 years ago. We have children and marriages, and we are so happy that, like, this all turned out how it was supposed to turn out. Like, please don't attack anyone tonight. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, obviously it happened 11 years ago. These people haven't thought about it or looked at it in years. But for people watching it, this might be the first time they're ever actually seeing it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe Jason. What an ass. And he's like, I've been happily married for 10 years. It's fine, guys. Yeah. And Melissa's like, same. I'm cool. I have 3 kids.
Jason's hairline's starting to go back a little bit, too.
It is. But I still think he's handsome.
That's all that counts.
It is all that counts.
I think that's been the most surprising thing is that he's hunk status.
I can't believe how shocked you are. You really don't think I would think he was cute?
I don't know. He's
really handsome.
Maybe I don't. I mean, maybe I'm a bad judge of what you think is attractive.
I guess.
So I don't know.
Mean, I feel like it's. I don't know. I feel like it's pretty obvious which of these bachelors are more attractive than others.
I guess.
Now, if Harry Styles was The Bachelor.
Yeah, we already talked about it.
Me and Evan would both go on the season.
Yes. Okay, so you kind of already said your superlative, most dramatic season.
Yeah, I think it truly is because, I mean, in things like this, with Ari, this kind of happened. With Peter, it kind of happened. But, like, this was the first time something like this had happened and, like, gone like this. So I truly think it, at the time, really was the most dramatic season.
Yeah.
It remained the most dramatic because things that have happened since then, like, when Ari went through this, they called it, like, adjacent. Pulling like, a pulling Mesnick. A Jason, yeah. Pulling a Mesnick, yeah. And then Peter basically had the same freaking thing.
Peter?
Peter's a whole other, like,
yeah,
I don't
want to talk about that.
But Ari basically did the same thing. I mean, he got engaged to Becca, was like, wait, I'm still in love with Lauren, and now him and Lauren are married and have a kid.
So everything works
out. I mean, it all works out how it's meant to, I think, honestly.
You know what usually works out the way that it's meant to?
What?
I would say our social media accounts.
Wow. What an interesting transition.
Actually, they usually don't because I'm bad about posting sometimes.
But if you want to follow us after that raving endorsement, we are at BatchPleasePod on Twitter and Instagram and BatchPleasePod@gmail.com.
Yeah. And Nick Vial is next week, correct?
Yes.
I don't know enough about it. I don't know anything about his season, actually.
Oh, I know. Nick's is, I know everything about Nick's season.
Dip, right? That's kind of his thing.
No, people like it. I don't know what it is about him.
Interesting. Is he a hunk? Really?
I don't know.
See, I don't think he... If I'm judging, I think he's more attractive.
I don't think he's unattractive, but I also met Nick in real life.
That's true.
So I may have a little bit of a skewed opinion about him, which I'll be happy to share that story again next week.
Yeah. That's the only thing we're reliving next week is your story about Nick.
Yes, I did meet Nick in Chicago.
I did meet
Nick in Chicago a couple years ago, and I'll happily tell everyone that fun story next week.
Cool. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.